dogs cold and wet and drear. It finds him standing on the field, armored with his squire near, waiting with his helm and shield. Behind him stand his ranks of men, ready for the fight this morn, all his finest gathered when the call to arms to him was born. He turns from gazing across the field, regards instead his waiting men. Before him standing in the rain, he knows them all, some he'd call friend, blacksmith, tradesman, merchant, serf, all those who make his land complete, who raise its riches from the earth, or work the craft on city street. He holds his lands a sacred trust, reward of service to the king. His governance is fair and just, prosperity his hand did bring. He's pledged his life and honor to support his king and sovereign lord, and also to the people who he guards and guides and leads to war. The leader fears not for himself, but for his land which soon may lose, the ones who are its soul and wealth. Who shall live, who shall fate choose, and who might fall neath sword or lance, and see his home and hearth no more? The trumpets sound, the ranks advance, the baron leads his men to war.